Hi, my name's Nikki. I am a volunteer reader and reviewer, and I am a great proponent of the library. I'm in there all the time. When I come in, I get 6 or 8 books at a time. I love our library. My review today is about The Nature of Fragile Things by Susan Meisner. This story opens with an interview between the main character, Mrs. Sophie Hawking, and a U.S. Marshal, Ambrose Logan, in November of 1906. It's about 7 months after the San Francisco earthquake and resulting fires that burned over 3 days, destroying roughly 5 square miles, that's about 500 city blocks, and almost 30,000 buildings. 200,000 people lost their homes. So Sophie's story really begins over a year and a half before then, in March 1905, when she arrives in San Francisco as a mail order bride. She is met by Martin Hawking, and they go straight from the ferry terminal to the courthouse and city hall and get married. So she has met him in person, but they have corresponded by letter a couple of times. And Sophie's disappointed that Martin's daughter, Kat, is not there with him. It's one of the main reasons Sophie answered Martin's advertisement. Kat is only 5, her mother has died, and Sophie so wishes to be a mom. Sophie does meet Kat when she and Martin pick her up from Mrs. Lewis, the woman who's watching Kat. She's puzzled because Kat is silent. She might barely nod her head, but she really doesn't say anything. And Sophie tries to engage her and Martin in conversation while they have their first supper together in their new home. But Kat says not a word. And Martin makes an occasional comment, but doesn't really participate as Sophie tells them about her family and childhood growing up in Ireland. The first few days are spent adding groceries, supplies for the new household, and new clothing for Kat. All her dresses are way too small for her. And Sophie is mystified that Martin seems to not have even noticed this. He explains that he travels for his work. He assesses risk for potential clients of the insurance company he works for. He'll be gone for 2 or 3 days at a time, occasionally a week. And every evening when he is at home, Martin works on pages for work, he says, in his library after dinner. So he really doesn't engage with them very much at all. The mysteriousness of this tale completely drew me in. Why does Martin not tell Sophie about Kat and her mother's relationship before she died? Is that why she doesn't really speak? What does that have to do with it? And Martin shows no real affection for Kat, only telling her before he leaves on his business trips to be good and behave. And he also shows very little interest in Sophie either, no matter how much she tries to show interest in his work, what kind of day he's had. He doesn't really interact with either of them very much at all. So Sophie and Kat slowly build their relationship with everyday life, until a stranger shows up at their door, setting in motion events completely outside the realm of where this story appeared to be heading. As the novel further develops, there are so many twists and turns. There are so many surprises and secrets in this story. To say more would be to spoil the story. Mentioning the other women that Kat builds relationships with would give away clues to the story. And I don't want to do that. This was a very compelling story. I finished the book when I was on a camping trip on San Juan Island. And so lots of ferry rides, like Sophie, how she arrived in San Francisco. And also she would walk all over the hills of San Francisco with its ocean views, like my hikes along the beaches on San Juan Island. I do plan on doing the Hurricane Hill hike that's recommended with this book. I want to do that soon, since I didn't have time because of my camping trip. And I'm also very interested now in reading more of Susan Meisner's books, because the complexity of these characters really, really moved me. I felt the heartache in Sophie's stories of her family and her determination to care for Kat. In the panic and horror of the earthquake and the fires and everything everyone was going through, people camped out in Central Park, nowhere to live. It was really unbelievable. This is a novel about the relationships women form to support and care for each other, about their resilience in the face of disasters, the natural disaster of the earthquake and fires, and personal. And there are many personal disasters in this novel. And also some issues of abuse and how women can support each other through those kinds of things. So I do highly recommend this book. I really, really liked it.